Hi, folks, and thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, news editor on SearchSAP.com. Today we're talking about NetWeaver process integration. Process integration is one of the components of SAP NetWeaver, the new platform SAP customers will be running their applications on. Today we'll be discussing this platform with Ian Finlay, who is Vice President at AMR Research, located here in Boston. Ian has more than a decade of experience researching enterprise applications and platforms, and he's considered an expert on SAP NetWeaver. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today. I really appreciate it. So we could just go ahead and get started. Actually, something I wanted to ask you right off the bat is, should I be calling this XI still, or should I be calling it PI?
It's really PI now. They basically, with 7.1, they introduced PI, and they stopped using XI, but you can actually sort of see the traces of XI left in inside. PI is bigger than what XI was originally. So
SAP has reintroduced the product, is that fair to say, as NetWeaver process integration?
Yeah, that's probably the right way to put it.
And what's different with process integration over the NetWeaver Exchange infrastructure?
Well, part of what's different is that the with PI they've bundled in the enterprise service repository, and they have added some pre-built integration scenarios for integrating different SAP components together and different common external components to SAP.
So why don't we give our readers here, or our listeners rather, an overview of what NetWeaver Process Integration, also known as NetWeaver PI, is, and what's its role within the NetWeaver platform?
So NetWeaver PI is the process integration part of NetWeaver. So roughly it lines up with what other vendors would offer as an enterprise service bus or their EAI tools, their enterprise application integration tools. So it's really for how do I get different applications to talk to each other and how do I get a business process to span across multiple applications, whether they're SAP applications or non-SAP applications, and even potentially their B2B. It extends as far out as reaching out to a business that's remote through a B2B adapter and being able to have a process go between companies. And so it's useful for creating those kinds of applications. The other kinds of things that you might do with NetWeaver are set up your, you could build applications that are more user-focused. So, you know, here's the screen, please enter in this information and start off a business process, or you can build portal applications. You can control different parts of SAP applications in your infrastructure through Solution Manager and through the security infrastructure. So NetWeaver has a lot of technical sort of infrastructure components in it, and including things, one I forgot to mention was the business intelligence for delivering analysis and information. All those technical components are sort of tools that the IT organization would typically interact with, and they're packaged together as NetWeaver. PI's role in that is how do I make SAP talk to other applications, or even within SAP instances, how do I get things to talk back and forth?
Okay, so it's basically SAP's new integration engine.
Yes, and new is in quotes because XI has been around for a while, and now the new packaging around PI is new, and some of the new capabilities are important new capabilities, but XI itself and the underlying infrastructure has been there for a while.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about some of its key features and some of those new features that PI features that XI didn't have.
Okay. So at a high level, the key features are the ability to do application integration, whether it's SAP to SAP or SAP to non-SAP or non-SAP, non to non. It's the ability to do B2B adapters, and as such, it's sort of a replacement for the SAP Business Connector. It's an enterprise service bus for communications within between applications via web services. So one of the primary ways that you use PI is through web services or a SOA type of interface, as opposed to the older integration technologies like iDocs and RPCs and things like that. And then it's also infrastructure for some of SAP's products. So the BPM product depends on it. The MDM product depends on it. Some of the new composite applications like the SAP audio infrastructure, those are all built on top of XI or on top of PI. The other question you asked was about the differences between XI and PI. PI is sort of a extension to what XI did in that now it's bundled with the new newly available enterprise service repository, and it has these new scenarios that are built out. So basically, this is a big difference between what an SAP can do and what, say, a typical EAI vendor can do. They can not only say, here's the tools, but they can also say, here are the source systems that you're going to integrate to, and here are the target systems that you're going to integrate to, and here are the typical patterns that you're going to do in terms of integration. And we've pre-built some of this, and we've put it into this enterprise service repository so that you don't have to build it all yourself, so that you can leverage things that in a standard way so that your implementations will be similar to everybody else's. And as SAP makes enhancements and extensions to what they already do, come out with new applications, they can respect the fact that you're using those interfaces and those patterns because they created them, and so therefore they can avoid, to the degree possible, disrupting anything that you've built on top of the using the enterprise services repository.
Which I imagine is one of NetWeaver PI's greatest strengths.
Right. It is, absolutely. I mean, if you compare it with other platforms, that repository is one of the key differences versus the other platforms that you might select for doing integration across applications. It has a couple of other strengths, but then it also has a number of weaknesses.
Everything does, right? Why don't we talk about some of the strengths, and then we can talk about some of where it may be lacking.
Okay. So one of the things that we've found by talking to companies, especially some of the largest companies, is that the XI components inside of PI are actually quite reliable and stable and scalable up to a point, but up for most companies, they're scalable enough to address their needs in terms of integration, and they've proven to be very reliable and stable once they're configured properly. So that's one of the key things, is that we're getting to a state. Now, in the past, NetWeaver has had quality problems that were atypical for SAP products in general, but there's been a renewed emphasis on quality over the last 2 years, and the reports we're hearing back from companies is that the core integration capabilities inside of PI are quite stable and are up to the usual standards. So we're getting a good, stable platform that integrates, obviously, very well with SAP and is built into the SAP infrastructure. So it's managed and monitored and deployed in conjunction with Solution Manager and the other components of NetWeaver. So it's not another management infrastructure or another set of tools that you need to understand to build and deploy in this environment.
Okay. So what you're saying basically is that the core capabilities that they originally wanted to launch with XI, they've really figured out,
yeah.
And those are very stable, they're very scalable, and people are finding that they're really meeting their business needs.
Yes.
Okay. So where do the weaknesses lie? Do they lie in some of the new, do they lie in the enterprise services repository, or?
No, a lot of them are more in the edges of what PI and XI can do. So one of the key problems that it still has is it's very complex. Implementing PI requires both the ABAP and Java stacks.
Right, okay.
So now I have to implement them both. I have to set up the instances correctly. I have to know how to work with both of those environments, which for a lot of SAP shops, the Java stack is still a new world.
Right.
What we've found by talking to customers is that there's often a lot of undocumented setup that needs to be done.
Okay.
And the way they found that out was, of course, they ran into problems. They brought in SAP experts who then went off and configured things that they had no idea even existed. And so as a result, there was still, at least as of a year ago, there were still issues in terms of being heavily dependent on SAP to get it configured correctly. And then we have found some issues around, or customers have found issues around transferring very large files, you know, 30-plus megabyte files, and in using PI in synchronous communication. And that's one of the things that the new version of PI is supposed to help address, but we don't have a lot of data on whether it works or not.
Okay. So these are some pretty significant barriers to adoption, I would imagine, especially the fact that you pretty much have to rely on SAP to help you put the thing in.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. And I think this is something they've been working to reduce. So our data may be a little bit behind the curve here, but that was what people were experiencing earlier this year, or in 2008, what they were experiencing. There are also a couple other things that can trip people up. One is the pricing of PI is volume-based. So it's basically free. If you've bought a NetWeaver license, you can use it. But if you're transferring data outside of SAP, then there's an additional charge that's based on the volume of data that you're transferring. And that's unusual, right? Because other tools, you buy the tool, you buy the infrastructure, you pay by sort of the capacity that you've bought by server or whatever.
Right.
But you're not paying by volume of data. And that has been a sticking point for some companies in terms of using XI for certain applications.
Right, because if you've got a lot of data, I mean, it could be potentially, especially right now, is a very costly project for you,
right.
I would imagine.
Right. So, you know, obviously these are the sorts of things that people build into their negotiations with SAP, and SAP's been very eager to get people to use the new features of NetWeaver, so they've been sometimes more flexible, but they now have enough customers using XI, and our data says that something like about 50% of larger SAP customers are using PI or XI if they're on an earlier version. So they've got some critical mass at this point, so their pricing flexibility may not be as great as it used to be. Another issue is just finding the skills. So even if you don't find the skills internally, finding sort of that combination of knowing enough about Java and XML to understand how PI works in conjunction with having knowledge about your SAP configuration and how SAP works, putting those two things together is sometimes difficult. And there's been sort of a shortage of systems integrator skills and internal skills to deal with that.
Right. That's been a big problem for them for the past year, and it doesn't seem to be getting much better.
Yeah, it's a good news, bad news situation because people are adopting it faster than they can get trained. They're in that problem area. It's not that it's not possible to get trained. It's just the demand is outstripping the supply.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about knowing these strengths and weaknesses of this platform. How does it compare to some of the competitors in the market, mainly Oracle Fusion middleware?
Well, the first thing is that they really have different goals. And if you think about it, PI in particular is narrower than the overall Oracle Fusion middleware. Oracle Fusion middleware is more comparable to NetWeaver as a whole. because it has, you know, BI aspects and UI and security and things like that built into it. So just to compare PI versus sort of the equivalent Fusion middleware components, the differences are that PI is highly optimized for the SAP environment. So that enterprise service repository, all that built-in knowledge about the SAP sources and targets and processes, that's invaluable in doing integration. You're not going to get that from any other vendor. The technology itself is today really only deployed in SAP environments. There are some exceptions, but the vast majority PI is only being used by SAP customers and almost always just to connect to or from SAP or between SAP systems. Whereas Fusion Middleware has been sold and they just acquired BEA, WebLogic Server is now a core component of Fusion Middleware, and it's been around for a very long time as a general integration technology and as a general application development platform. And so they've sold it to many, many, many customers outside of their own application base. So it's a better, more people have used it, and it probably has a lot more functionality, though, you know, it'd be up to you whether you decided the differences were important or not, for non-SAP to non-SAP connections.
But if you're an SAP customer, you're pretty much better off going with NetWeaver and then the component PI, obviously, to do your integration work.
Yeah, what we see most big SAP customers are embracing PI, but they're also keeping around their other integration technology, primarily for the non-SAP to non-SAP cases. Some cases, it's just a question of economics. You know, why rebuild? Don't fix it if it ain't broke. And in some cases, it's because the technology is actually better suited to what they're trying to do. So if they're trying to do very large data transfer, they're trying to do highly synchronous stuff, they're trying to connect in a B2B environment, there are a bunch of reasons why that external, especially non-SAP to non-SAP environment, might be better served by their existing technology.
And plus, you're going to pay a premium, right, if you're trying to transfer it to your data to a non-SAP application or talk between.
Okay. Yeah, potentially there could be a cost difference, too. Yeah. I mean, you know, and we should be explicit, too. It's also a political thing. Oftentimes, they had TIBCO for 5 years, and they have a whole TIBCO group. Guess what? That TIBCO group is not interested in dumping the TIBCO infrastructure and bringing SAP in.
Right, right. Isn't that always the big barrier to such projects?
Yeah.
So this is a good one to end on then. What are some of the business drivers for, I guess we'll go with SAP customers, to look at NetWeaver?
Yeah, I think that they're the primary audience. And for most customers, it's not a question of if they're going to adopt PI and NetWeaver in general, but how. You know, are they going to use it just inside the SAP walled garden? Are they going to use it to build bridges from SAP outside? Are they going to look at it as their standard infrastructure for everything? The reason I say it's not a question of if is because as you take new applications from SAP, as you upgrade, we're going to see these components being built in, and you're going to end up supporting them anyways. And given that you bought the licenses for NetWeaver and you're supporting it anyways, why not just use it for these other environments as well?
Right. When you're upgrading, this is automatically a part of it now, right? If you're upgrading to ECC ERP 6.0,
right,
you're getting NetWeaver anyhow, so you just have to figure out how to use it in your environment. That's
right.
A good point.
The other reason to do it earlier than just when you upgrade is this integration. You know, SAP is taking responsibility for synchronizing the releases of the applications, the web services, all the components of NetWeaver to make sure that they all work together. So it's not your responsibility or your systems integrator's responsibility to try and figure out how all that stuff works and make sure that it continues to work as new releases come out. So that can reduce the skills that you need, the time and the money that you need to make all this stuff work, whereas if you're responsible because you've picked the best of breed approach, then it's probably going to cost you more over the long term.
Right. You don't need to lie awake at night worrying
right.
whether the integration's working.
Yep. And then the final thing is that SAP has built up a network, an ecosystem of partners. So systems integrators who know this stuff in the SAP environment, pre-built solutions, sometimes from SAP, sometimes from the systems integrators that are starting points for solving common integration problems or extension problems. And then you've got the NetWeaver application vendors, people who are building on the NetWeaver stack. So all this stuff is sort of pushing, you know, making your it easier and easier for you to go with a NetWeaver path, which is their goal.
Right. That's a really good point. It's sort of inevitable for SAP customers.
Yeah. It's just a question of how much you're going to use it, where it makes the most sense.
Right, and getting the most value out of it, I suppose. Is there anything that our listeners should know about NetWeaver PI that I didn't ask?
No, I think that, well, I guess the one thing I would say is that you really don't want to compare it, and it's not an apple-to-apple comparison to a WebMethods or a TIBCO or these other EAI vendors. You really have to put your business hat on and figure out, you know, what's unique about this and understand the SAP point of view. Their point of view is very much that if you've got SAP applications, you're going to try and integrate the rest of your application world into SAP to get the most value out of that SAP investment and to extend the value that you know of standardization and all that sort of stuff. That's the mindset that SAP builds NetWeaver around. That's very different than the mindset that a TIBCO or a WebMethods, which is trying to facilitate the best of breed environment. And you really have to decide philosophically where you fall on that spectrum, and that'll help you draw the line between we should use SAP NetWeaver wall to wall, or we should restrict it to this, you know, part of our landscape.
Great. Well, that's some incredibly helpful advice for our readers who will be confronting this problem very soon, if they haven't already, I'm sure. So I really thank you for your time, and have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. You too.
And thank you so much for the time again. I really appreciate
it. No problem.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, Ian.
Bye-bye.
There you have it, folks. It's not if NetWeaver, but when NetWeaver. And learning more about the different components of NetWeaver will only help your company drive more value out of SAP's new platform. Thank you for listening to this SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Courtney Bjorlin, news editor on SearchSAP.com. Please continue to turn to SearchSAP.com for all your SAP needs.